Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, y'all, looks like Travis Kelce might be the chief of Taylor Swift's heart. Aw.
And the Kardashians are getting slammed, but this time it's by Doja Cat.
Ooh, honey, plus Megan Good Honey might have a major new title. But what you got first here, Craig?
All right, y'all, so there's a lot of speculation every year about who's gonna do the Super Bowl halftime show. A lot of names mentioned this year. Well, we finally know who the headliner is officially, and ladies and gentlemen, it's Usher! And in the ads revealing the news, his 2004 video Confessions Part 2 was used in one spot, and he's calling himself from the future, and in another, Kim Kardashian helps share the news. Check it out.
You're doing the Super Bowl.
Come play with me, man.
Usher, listen to me.
How you know?
I know everything.
I've seen you in Vegas twice, but this one's gotta be different.
Damn.
So it'll be like me, my entire family, all my kids, maybe like 5 to 10 friends. Who should I
send my ticket request to?
I'ma call you back.
Wait, we'll be in touch.
I'ma call you back.
That was so dope.
I don't think
I
so.
Why you
don't think so? No. You said about his confession, he should have let Kiki do that. Kiki lost her boyfriend, baby dad.
She
went through a lot of stress, honey. She confessed.
Okay. No.
Just.
Yo, I mean, when you think about people who have a certain catalog and a certain live show, Usher checks all the boxes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He should have been did the Super Bowl, if
I'm
you
excited
ask me.
For him.
That's, I would have rather see Chris Brown. I mean, he could have done it.
They don't be wanting Chris Brown to do, like, a pop-up at a mall. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They definitely would have hated on him at the Super Bowl.
I think Usher's the perfect choice.
Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, last year's champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, beat the Chicago Bears 41-10 last night. But something else has got everybody talking. We're talking about tight end Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have been keeping us guessing, but we might have gotten confirmation that they're dating for real this time. Maybe. We're not quite sure yet. But Taylor cheered for the Chiefs in Travis's suite with his mom, Donna, and she wore red to support the team. And after the game, Travis and Tay-Tay were spotted leaving the stadium together in Travis's convertible.
Yay! Hey, nice. Cute!
That's so cute.
What an interception.
What an interception.
Yo, this man, do you think this is for real or is it for play, like a marketing ploy?
I think it's for real. I think they kind of like each other for real and they just going with the flow.
Yeah, but I think he really upset a lot of Africans in America, honey.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah, they said once you go black, you never go back.
Isn't he Anglo?
Yeah, but he dated a beautiful black woman for years.
But
that's
okay.
It didn't work.
It's okay.
Then you move on.
Yeah.
Have you moved on?
A lot of sisters was treating him like he was like the John B of football. You know what I'm saying? The way it's like, yo,
he's
really adjacent. So they thought he was, you
know. Yeah, he tried to get you.
That's okay. I'm going to get him back.
He shot him. I was like, oh, my God.
I did him.
Okay,
and that's the Holy Ghost blocking my ears. Because what he said.
Yeah, no.
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
Ain't nobody worrying about Deacon Fry over there, child.
Anytime they wear talk brown.
Right.
You know what's going on.
You're
going to talk.
Wow. That's right. My friend got my back.
That's right. Well, y'all, it seems like Doja Cat is clawing at the Kardashians in her new song, y'all. So here's the deal. Doja released her new album, Scarlet, last week. Well, baby, in the words of Gary, once the fans got to listening, they realized Doja might want all the smoke when it comes to the Kar-Jenner clan.
Oh.
So here's what she said in one of the songs, y'all. Tell me why old shorty walking like she got a stick in her.
What?
And pretty face plastic, it's giving Kardashian.
Oh.
Okay.
Did that rhyme?
No.
The way she says, she raps in an accent sometimes.
Go back.
To make certain
head crack
syllables.
Do it. Let head crack
Oh, hit us with that Doja head crack.
Tell me why is shorty walking like she got a stick in her. And pretty face plastic, yo, it's giving Kardashian.
She got
real lazy with the pronunciation at the end. But like, yo, when I heard that bar on the album, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So why is she coming for them in the lyric? What does she have against them? What do they?
I don't like it because she know what they have done to all these men out there.
Why would she be offended of what they done to any men?
She probably wanted one of them and they just snatched them.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. Tell her, Tamar.
I don't know about that, baby.
Oh.
Okay. Why she ain't pick on a rapper?
Because sometimes non-rappers are easy targets because you know they ain't gonna rap back. You remember like Eminem was out here swinging on everybody like, NSYNC ain't gonna jump in the studio and make a record about you.
Chris Kirkpatrick is not getting in to drop these bars on you.
He don't want none of the smoke. He chew Nicorettes.
Oh, wow. All right, y'all. Time to move it right along.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into this, we got to shout out Dish Nation family member and radio host, Paul Taylor from WPGC in D.C., my hometown, for boiling up and steeping this exclusive tea.
Yeah.
Y'all, so the Lovebirds, Jonathan Majors, and Megan Good was spotted out in the Chocolate City this weekend. And they was looking real happy, y'all. y'all. The two attended the Congressional Black Caucus Gala, co-hosted by Megan and Lorenz Tate. And Lorenz introduced Megan to the crowd. Then Megan walked up on the stage where her me, and gave a cute speech before passing the mic to Jonathan. And baby, the energy he was carrying in the room. Let me tell you what he said. It gave. It's very much Mary now. Listen to this.
Baby, you want to say anything? I'm going to jump this
way. Y'all heard the missus, so that's what it is.
The harder they fall in love.
Mm. Y'all heard the missus.
You don't throw around missus casually.
Child, please. She's so crazy. I wouldn't even deal with him.
Are you serious?
That damn boy didn't even date Africans in America, allegedly,
Africans,
honey.
And Americans.
That don't have nothing to do with
but
nothing.
But not even her.
It don't have nothing to do with nothing, Gary.
It's like the TV show, What's Happening Now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's happening now when your ass get off of that court case and you get through, then you're going to dump her like a hot potato, honey. No.
No way.
Nobody's dumping Megan good like a hot potato.
Like yo, Megan Majors? That has a ring
That's
to
cute.
It.
Yeah.
That has a dope ring to it.
I love
That's
it.
That's cute.
I'm here for these M&Ms.
I am too.
Me too. I want to go to the wedding.
Well, speaking of love, Tamar, it's almost time for the Love & War 10-year anniversary tour to kick off. And listen, I've been hearing from the grapevine that you got some amazing guests opening up for you across the country. Man, spill it on us.
Oh, my God. I'm so grateful, guys, because, you know, Love & War, that whole era for me gave very much like, you know, making the impossible possible, you know? And so I just wanted to open the door to other artists who, you know, definitely never really had that kind of a platform or opportunity, and just to give them one night of their flowers. And so, Miss Juice D'Or and our sister here, y'all, Jessie Wu. Yes! They'll be opening up for me here in Atlanta. And Candace will be in Silver Spring. Y'all know Candace from Potomac, Housewives of Potomac, my hometown. And then Miss Tierra Maria in her hometown, Detroit.
And Nivea.
Yes. And Nivea is in Dallas, and I'm really excited about it.
Yes.
And I'm telling y'all right now, if y'all don't get y'all tickets today, they might not be here tomorrow.
Okay.
What happened? What did Jessie do when you told her? How did that work out?
She thought I was kidding.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's like, and then she hit me the next day, where my fly at?
Yo, we are so excited for you, yo. Like, 10 years, especially to have a project that still people talk about 10 years after.
Yeah.
Is
we
not
will
an easy
be
feat.
There.
Yes, you all will
so
be there.
So, I didn't get a call. Nobody asked me to open up.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What song are you going to sing?
No. I mean, I could have opened up for you. I mean, honey, I could have done something.
Like, you want to do a short set fashion show? Definitely.
You could be the MC.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Corona.
It is not, no. I got these allergies now all of a sudden in Atlanta.
It's Gary Leather,
you
child.
It's not leather.
What is that?
It's feeling. It's not leather.
What? What?
This is vegan leather. Let's be clear, honey.
Better known as pleather.
My man got a bologna meat jumpsuit.
Vegan leather. Don't hate.
It's roast beef.
It's cute color, though. It's cute color.
It's a little piece of meat, huh?
Arby's, we got the suits.
Retailer.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Coming up, Croy Beaver might have to give the ladies a little magic mic action to pay off the bills. We'll get into that after the break.
With all this antique cotton on this damn thing.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, Kim Zolciak and Croy Beaver might be having some money issues, but it seems that Croy might have a chance to get some ish money.
Yeah.
Now, a male strip club in Vegas called Kings of Hustler has offered Croy $150,000 to perform a live strip tease.
Wow.
Now, Croy would have to perform for 15 minutes, strip down to his underwear, give lap dances to big spenders, and ride the golden boner.
What?
Which is a mechanical bullet shaped like a golden eggplant.
Yo.
What they mean by ride?
Like a mechanical bull.
Yeah, you just gotta hold on to it and get thrown off.
Yeah.
Gary, have you ever ridden a mechanical bull?
Honey, yes, and I'm riding one in a few minutes, so hurry. We need to hurry up and get out of here. But I mean, it's no 150 damn thousand. Y'all act like y'all crazy. Head crack, if nobody looking, you would ride that bull.
If no one was looking, I would not ride the bull, man. Like, Man, I just got pride.
Listen, $150,000, that's a good amount of money for 15 minutes.
You're getting
15
on?
And you don't have to be naked.
You're getting on. Tanner said he's taking a job.
Yeah, listen, I work.
Tanner, take it, honey. Don't listen to them.
Don't listen to Gary, of all people.
Gary would be front row.
Right. We love you, Tanner.
Gary, what are you doing here? Don't look me in the face, Gary.
All right, y'all, moving on. During a recent episode of Nightcap with Shannon Sharp, Chad Ochocinco spilled some tea about his fiance wanting him to sign a prenup, y'all. Take a look.
Okay.
Had the nerve to bring me papers to sign a prenup.
Oh, yeah. You supposed to.
I see what women, I see that feeling women have, because this woman has provided me with the ability to be a stay-at-home dad.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to do nothing but take care of the kids.
Yeah.
I get to play video games all day. Mm-mm. I ain't got to go to work. Mm-hmm. You know what that feel like?
City dad's up.
Mm-hmm.
My philosophy is, you don't want to sign no prenup or NDA, you up to something. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yes, why not? If you really feel like this is the relationship for you and you know you're not, you know, you have good intentions, why not sign it? Who cares?
But sometimes that make it seem like you think y'all gonna break up. And you don't want the person to feel like you don't trust them and y'all gonna break up. So it's just hard.
Because that means you're going in with a negative spirit.
I don't think it's negative at all.
Would you make JR sign a prenup? Oh, she didn't.
Well, I make him sign a prenup. Yes, I make everybody sign a prenup.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
I think that at some point you gotta like separate love and business. You know what I mean? Especially when you got kids.
But
so
that's
what happens if somebody take you to the cleaners and you ain't got no money to raise your children? That's
crazy. Well, you get on welfare. Brett, how you feel about
that's
it? Because
we y'all
feel
say
the same
forever
way.
And it ain't really forever. I feel like mine is forever.
That's so right. See,
we didn't sign and we never will. So
that's right.
It's different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
It is. And people change their minds.
That is
and people
sad.
And people act up on how they start to treat you.
That's
so
sad.
And then if that's the case, then you are protected.
Tamar, you should look at it differently, honey. You're a professional woman.
Oh no, sweetheart. We is going to the lawyers. And it won't be JR's who's going to Okay.
All right, then. Well, coming up, honey, Anthony Anderson, honey, has to dig deep in his pockets to pay alimony. Find out how deep, honey, when we come right back.
Ooh. Don't you let Gary bring nothing up out of you.
I'm not.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what up?
All right, y'all. Anthony Anderson and his ex-wife, Alvina, have settled their divorce, and things are looking bad-ish for his finances. Okay, this story's kind of wild. Anthony was ordered to pay his ex $20,000 a month, which is $240,000 a year. But check this out. If his annual income goes over $2 million, he'll have to fork over 20%, which is $400,000 a year. And the more he makes, the higher the payment will go.
Good.
How fair is that?
That's
crazy. Isn't that how it goes, though, normally?
Yeah.
It goes based off of your income,
she's
right?
She's not his agent, though. She shouldn't get a percent of everything he does forever.
She's wife, his baby's mother.
But it's still a lot of money to somebody that you ain't rocking with like that
right.
No more. You know what I
yes.
mean? I'm sure it's with the shakiest of hands he'll sign that check every month, you know, to send it out there.
Hey, Mom, you look bothered, honey.
Because if you had a prenup, none of this would be happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, if I was him, I would do a whole bunch of indie films just so I could stay right under that line.
Yo, his earning potential is so high. $2 million is not a lot for somebody like Anthony Anderson.
Hey, he makes a lot of all those diabetic commercials he's been doing.
Bye.
I'm doing pretty well. They're always on TV.
You know, we should clarify that this money we're talking about is
alimony.
not child support, it's strictly alimony.
You see what I'm talking
just
about,
Willis?
Hey, well, but she was with him. We didn't have nothing, honey, so that means I help you out. So you need to pay me, honey, because I'm no longer there.
If those are the law, if that's the law and those are the rules, what can you do?
I don't want to pay you $20,000 a month so you can go on extravagant dates with a new dude who ain't me.
Man, I'm telling you.
You can do about that if you live in California. Those are the laws of the land.
That's why you don't get married in California, folks.
Yeah.
What's the rules here in Georgia? Someone tell me.
You just got to outlive the other person.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Put them on food stamps.
All right, boy. like everybody else. And keeping the divorce train rolling, y'all. Things have gotten nasty in the split between Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. That hurt my feelings. Y'all wanted them to be together. Really? Okay, so Sophie tried to sue Joe in order to move their two kids to England, accusing him of wrongful detention and refusing to hand over their passports. That is so corny. Apparently, if Joe complied, he'd be violating an existing court order preventing both of them from relocating the kids during their divorce. So for now, they've come to a temporary agreement to keep the kids in New York until the divorce is resolved.
There are really no winners here in this situation.
This is the sad day or something here.
Because especially if you Sophie Turner. Like, if you Sophie Turner, like, now you're not in a marriage no more. Your family from England, you want to be with your family and the people that you're familiar with, and you can't really go because of the kid dynamic. Yeah. And you don't want to take the kids away from their dad. So, like, Joe got to be the bigger man and move to England.
Tamar, what would you do?
Divorce is horrible. I would not get... when I get married again, I am not getting divorced. It's
so
terrible.
So it won't be no need for a prenup.
Just saying, because what happens is the kid... nobody wins. Nobody wins with the lawyers. The kids lose. Right. You lose.
The lawyers get a lot of money.
Everybody loses.
So if you're marrying a lawyer, then that's different then.
Well, now, if something happens, I'm living upstairs, he's living downstairs. Nah. That's what we're doing. Like our parents did and their parents did.
Hello?
They stayed. I can show it. They stayed. My grandfather's room was all the way on one end and my grandmother's on another end, but y'all, they stayed together.
They played Jennifer Holiday, baby, and I'm telling you.
Yeah, up next, is Kourtney the most deceptive Kardashian of all? We'll dive into those murky waters after the break.
Lord, not the murky waters.
Murky water. Murky Monday.
Is that like the fucking Amari Clay?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back. Hey. Well, y'all, the mayor of Malibu, Bruce Silverstein, is ticked off about Kourtney Kardashian Barker receiving favoritism in his city. So Kourtney's company, Poosh, had a huge private poolside event for about 100 influencers at a mansion in the mayor's beachside hood. Well, Mr. Bruce is all for having parties, darling, but this particular one pissed him off because it seems as if Mrs. Barker apparently lied about the purpose for the gathering on the permit application, claiming this was supposed to be for a baby shower. But when Mr. Bruce pulled up, honey, to check out all the prep for the shindig, he found out that the event was not a baby shower, but for a wellness event for influencers. Now he's pissed off because he believes that the city of Malibu continues to place celebrities and uber wealthy over residents.
I mean, why he's so upset, though? I mean, she said it was a
baby
shower.
Maybe he wasn't invited.
That's probably
maybe
what it was.
Because usually, like, the poorest people are the people who work in government. So the mayor may actually be the poorest man in Malibu. Unless he does something dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, well, we already know, listen, the Kardashians are a super powerful family, and they have a lot of sway and get away with a lot. Yeah. If you could be a Kardashian for a day and get away with anything, what would you get away with?
Oh, honey, with all the black men.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the rich was that dad.
It also sounds like slavery, what you just said.
Really?
Yeah,
I think. Not get away with. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.